Welcome to Career Tools. This week, the Suspense File. Folks normally include an ad before our shows about our products and not somebody else's. That said, we'd like to ask you to seriously consider responding in full to our upcoming request for survey information. We've created a survey. It has over 100 questions in it. We know that's a lot. It's already gone out to our licensees. To those many of you who have already answered, we really appreciate it. We'd like to hear from our non-licensees as well. If you're a listener, what you like and what you don't like about what we do, suggestions about how we can improve. We might know our content really well, but we don't know precisely how you use it and how it helps you. The better we can learn what you need from us, the easier it is for us to create it. Peter Drucker tells us that marketing is not actually advertising. Marketing is learning what your customer needs. So this is a marketing survey to help us understand what our market needs and you're our market. So thanks. I hope you'll take the time. So Wendy, one of the reasons so many of us work on what is urgent or right before us is A, everybody does it, and B, a lot of people don't have a highly reliable way of keeping track of the responsibilities that are in the future but are rapidly approaching.
Yeah, and it's always so much more exciting to work on the stuff that you want to work on rather than the stuff you should be working on.
And frankly, how many bosses actually would say, it's okay if you miss this stuff this week. I'm really worried about that thing 6 weeks away. I mean, everybody gets what's amount to a temporal myopia. In that, you know, their focus is the 3 to 5 day window right in front of them. And the reason I suggested we do this cast is because I mentioned to somebody, well, you just got to have a suspense file, dude. And he's like, what's a suspense file? And he was 30 years old. I said, woof. And it occurred to me that in today's digital world, in the world where you can put everything in OmniFocus or in Task or Remember the Milk or whatever other task or project software you use, people don't understand that what they're doing is suspensing something. So we recommend that the way to keep track of future deliverables, things that are not urgent, is to create a suspense file. Tell us how.
Okay. We're going to go through creating an analog suspense file with monthly folders. We're going to tell you how to do that. Creating a digital suspense file, which is the same thing, but in digital. How to hide future tasks with start and end dates and restricted views if you're using digital task tracking tools. And titling items with suspense, which is surprisingly useful when you have a lot of items.
Right. Yeah. Okay. So the old way of doing this, the way that I learned years ago, and which still works like a charm, is creating an analog suspense file with monthly folders.
So for those of you who've had the concept 43 folders, or you've read
the website,
David Allen's, there's a website, a Merlin Man, or you've read the original Getting Things Done or anything that's derived from it, you'll know what these folders look like. Basically, if you imagine a filing drawer with the green hanging files in them, and you have one hanging file for each month, January to December, and the way I learned was to also have days, and that's what David Allen says. So right. I would have 1 to 30 as well.
Right.
So today is the 24th. So my file drawer would start with the 24th. That would be today. And this morning I would have taken out the papers that were in the 24th and moved it back to the after the 23rd. And so the drawer would start with the 25th. It would have the 25th to the 31st and then the 1st to the 24th again, those being the days that are coming up. And then behind that, you have the months. So anything that I want to look at in July, that folder comes first, and I have July to December, and then December to June next year.
Yeah, that's interesting. That's not the way I did it. I had no, if David Allen suggested that, I don't remember it. I love David Allen, Getting Things Done, folks. We highly recommend Getting Things Done. Great book, great system. But I just had the 30 days or 31 days. I actually had 30, and just 30 and 31 were the same day, and all the months, and they always stayed in the same place.
Oh, okay. You see, you don't do the moving them forward.
Then. I knew it was the 20. Yeah, I didn't move them to the front or the back. I didn't care. I knew that was the folder, that was the drawer that had everything in it. I knew where they were all the time. And, you know, it was fine. And I didn't understand about moving the folders. But basically, in my world, in my way of thinking, if you leave them the same, I think the key thing here is that something that's due in September. Right now we're recording this, it's June, goes in the September folder. And then when September starts, or maybe late in August, you take the things out of September and you put them in the day, in the monthly, in the 1 to 30 files based on when they're needed, right?
Yeah. So my mom's birthday is September the 8th. So I might have in the September folder a birthday card. And then when I come to move all of the September things into the right dates, I'd probably put it in the 1st of September in order for the mail to get there and get there on her birthday.
Right. Now, there are a couple of things that are important about this, guys. The first is when you file it, you forget about it. The whole point of getting things done, and Drucker talking about only one focus, is you can't do two things at once. And thinking that I'm going to remember that, or that's always in the back of your mind, every time you're thinking about something you're going to do in 6 months, you're not accomplishing anything now. You're also developing anxiety about it. And I'm sure that's some therapist invented the phrase free-floating anxiety for this very thing, this sense of, I have so much to do. Well, if you spend every moment you think to yourself, I have so much to do, you're not accomplishing any of them and you're burning time. So the whole point of it is, and getting things done is very similar to this, get it out of your head. Get it all out of your head. Go through your inbox. Go through everything else. Get it all out of your head. There's nothing in your head other than the thing you're working on and also the next thing you're working on. So there's another reason beyond just getting out of your head, and that's that you begin to get a sense of when you have stuff to do. Now, at the same time, some of you are looking going, you are kidding me. Probably if you're under 30, you're listening to this and saying, this is ludicrous. What if I'm on the road? What if I'm at home and it's at work and so on? Guys, we're not suggesting that you have to use a physical folder system, but I would suggest two things. First of all, we want you to understand where the idea comes from, the suspense file. And it used to be physical. And the idea that software invented the idea of being able to suspend things is ludicrous. Somebody told me that the other day. And the second thing is that we've been talking about a paperless office for years. I'm sure there's a few of you who attempt very aggressively to get there. And even those of you who make it a life's mission have to admit at some point, there's no such thing as paperless. You're going to have articles that you want to read. You're going to have things you need to do. You're not going to be able to scan everything in. Not everybody has a scanner handy all the time. And so there's going to be physical stuff. There's physical detritus on your desk. If, in fact, paperless was a reality, you wouldn't see people with desks. You'd see people just with laps and typing. And I know that sounds cool in a startup kind of way, but I've been in a lot of startup offices, and they all have paper, every single one of them. In fact, printers and the cheapness of printers, even if ink is expensive, there are some suggestions, I think, that we have more.
Yeah, I think I print more things now than I ever used to, just because I can.
Right. Exactly. So it's much easier to print a copy of an agenda or a conference ticket for something that will happen months in advance and put it in the folder than be scrambling around for it the day before. So there's letters, brochures, project paperwork that you get in as paperwork, and it's much easier just to file it than it is to say, I'm going to scan this all in. And nowadays at work, there are plenty of people who can scan things in at work, but then you may not get complete access to everything depending upon how much hard drive space you have, storage space you have on your client, or what access you have when you're at home.
Yeah. It's amazing to me how many times I put something in one of those folders and think, you know, those days when you say, I put it somewhere safe, and you can't, I put it somewhere safe and I have no idea where that place was. Well, 9 times out of 10, it's in the folders. So that's easy. That's one place to look. Yep. And I now only use the monthly folders. I don't use the daily ones because of the change in my job and the amount of paper and all that kind of stuff. But if you've got a very deadline-driven job, then you might want all the days as well. It's one of those things to experiment with.
Okay, good. So we also recommend, of course, for those younger, hipper, cooler.
Hipper and cooler than us?
Yes. And well,
speak
anyway.
Speak for yourself.
Yes. I make no attempt to be hip or cool. We recommend creating a digital suspense file as well.
Yeah, and it follows exactly the same format as the analog method. You either have monthly or monthly and daily folders filled with the documents that you need that day. So if somebody sends you an agenda or a document to read for a project meeting or You can put notes in there, you know, just a Word document with some notes to remind you what you want, what you need to do, and just make sure that the title, we're going to talk about titles in a minute, but make sure the title has the date so that when you have to file them into the appropriate months or days, it's easier to do.
Now, guys, just to be clear, what she's recommending is a series of folder on your desktop, your electronic desktop, that have months, okay? Or monthly and daily folders. And stuff you're going to do in December, you put in the December folder. And at the start of the month, if you have a task system, you say one of your tasks is, if you get as granular as David Allen, is you have a task which says check next month's suspense file to grab the things out of it and assign them daily deliverables, daily deadlines, tasks, create the task of reading it or forwarding it or reviewing it or creating a meeting to discuss it, whatever it might be. Again, the purpose of that is to get it out of your head, right? I mean, we want everything out of our head. The best example I have of this, and it's a really silly one, but it's helpful to me, is the idea of a pensieve in Harry Potter, that those wizards can put their wand next to their head, and out of their head comes the memory, the idea, and it goes in the pensieve, and they don't have to worry about it anymore. It's always there. And it declutters the mind. And I can assure you guys, people at the top of organizations who are really good at what they do, they have very decluttered minds. And people are all the time suggesting X and Y and Z to senior people. I'm like, okay, thanks. Yeah, good. And because they're so narrow, many people get the impression, oh, he doesn't care. It's not, he's not listening. It's just not important to him. Well, after a fashion, depending upon the words you use, that is somewhat true. They're thinking about only one thing because that one thing or those two things or maybe even those three things are so big, they don't have time to keep track of, I've got to do this or I got to do that. I'll never forget somebody saying, that CEO must be inefficient. He has two assistants and a scheduler. Good Lord, no, it's not that he's inefficient. He's trying to be effective and he doesn't think about his schedule. Well, I've told people before that the president of the United States, he doesn't think about his schedule. He doesn't think what's next and what's next and what's next after that. Somebody is there with him all the time. And in fact, the president, when he finishes an item, turns to his aide and says, what's next? Presidents joke that that's the phrase they learn as president. And they literally do not think of their schedule. And while you may think about that and go, I don't think about my schedule. Folks, every single person who's listened to this thinks about your schedule all the time. You're thinking about what you're doing, what comes next, what comes after that, what time you're going to go home, all that stuff. Well, all those seconds are wasted. They're inefficient. They're not working. People who are really good focus on the task at hand. And focus means not thinking of other things, including what's due tomorrow, next week, next month. And so it's a holding place for the memory of all that stuff. Now, what goes in the folders, though?
Anything that you don't need now, but you need reminding of. So a note about an action you need to take, a reminder to follow up with someone, an agenda for a meeting, the flight details, a document with instructions on how to complete a task that's due in that month, or a proposal that you know you need to respond to a week later, or the deadline is a week later. Actually, when I was reading this and listening to you explain it again, my immediate thought was, oh, I much prefer to have the analog version because I can see how much stuff there is. Somehow, sure. A digital version isn't quite the same for me, but maybe that's because I grew up with the analog version.
Yeah. Now, see, for a long time, I liked the analog version, and I still do. I'm sure it's like you. It's what I grew up with. For me, the thing about the digital version is I'm on the road.
Yeah.
And, you know, for a long time, my briefcase was so heavy, and I got rid of books. And now there's sufficient digital software tools that allow me to keep track of stuff. Now I still do have the physical version, but too many times I said, oh, it's at my, you know, it's on my desk. And I don't like stuff on my desk. I have stuff on my desk, but I don't like it there. On the other hand, carrying it around is just brutal for me. I've made my briefcase smaller in the last 5 years to avoid me overpacking it. Now I know that's the wrong thing. I should change my behavior. But after 6, 7, 8 years of trying to change my behavior and being unsuccessful, I said, okay, I'm going to make it so that my behavior can't get me in trouble. Unfortunately, that leaves things on my desk.
Mm-hmm. I think that's one of those things that it depends. Again, it depends on your job. It depends, you know, you and Danny constantly travel. I'm pretty much always at my desk.
Right.
So
yeah.
We can have different systems. And if I started traveling, I would probably choose to change to a digital system too. So.
Okay. All right. When we get into the digital system, what we've got to learn to do is hide our future tasks, which 95, I would guess, percent of people don't do with Outlook or Remember the Milk or OmniFocus, whatever. In other words, they just put a task down, and they might put a due date in December, but if you don't put a start date, it's as if you're supposed to, there's a long list of tasks, right?
Yeah, I think my Remember the Milk list has about, I don't know, 500 tasks on it.
Is that right?
But each day it only tells me about the 10 I need to do. So that's okay. I use that for my daily reminders. And so it says right every day from now until whenever, forever. But I only need to write once a day. So I have that one. It just comes up with the one. Otherwise, I would be completely overwhelmed.
Right.
When you use the system, the one thing you have to remember is to put a start date on when you want to start working on it. There's no point in putting a start date that's the due date, because it will come up on that day. And I'm betting if you have to write a report that's 5 pages, 10 pages long, you don't want to be starting it on the day that it's due. You want to start like a week before or 2 weeks before.
What's interesting about this, Wendy, is the number of people who say, okay, I'll put time on my calendar 6 months from now for that. And that's not what David Allen or anybody else who's smart about productivity recommends. What they say is you have a task, and when it comes time for that task, you give yourself enough time, maybe it's a week for some people, maybe it's 2 weeks, to then find time on your calendar to do that task. Although David Allen would say that a little bit differently. He wouldn't put time for a task on a calendar. He'd simply start working and he'd work through the things he has to do. But you don't schedule something 6 months in advance. You suspense something 6 months in advance, and you schedule it when it's in the window of needing to be done in order to meet the due date. That's the whole point of suspensing.
When you thought about the start date, when you get to that start date, you then need to look at it in conjunction with all the other things that are going on at that point, which you had no idea about 5.5 months ago.
Yeah.
And so you might decide, okay, it should have been a 10-page report. I'm going to delegate it, or I'm going to make it 5 pages, or it's become OBE and I'm just not going to do it.
The OBE thing is really good. I mean, I'm here at my house at Pebble Beach, and we just had an offsite here on my back porch. And one of the things I said to somebody is, we're not going to do that right now. Now, you and I captured it in the after meeting. Okay, you know, what are the liberals? Okay, we need to look at that again in the future, but it's out of our head now. I'm not saying it's unimportant, but based on the things we're doing now, it doesn't reach the level of urgency and importance that we should be putting, that we would recommend you put time on it in the next 90 days, so we suspense it for some time in the future. And that way, it's not lost. On the other hand, I'm not thinking about it. I'm just not.
And before I go on, we should clarify, OBE is overcome by events. In other words, it is no longer important.
That's one of those things that I've been using so long that I assume everybody knows that. But But that would be like ASAP, I had somebody say. Well, somebody said, I don't think ASAP means anything other than right now. But in fact, it really doesn't actually mean that.
It doesn't, does it? It's a bit like stat.
Yeah.
It's the only meaning is now.
Yeah.
This method of hiding things that you don't need to be doing that right now is really good for all the people who find it difficult to focus. If you struggle to just keep on one task, then having no reminders about the other things, you're still going to get distracted by your colleagues and your email if you're letting it ping, and, you know, the stuff that's going on around you. But it cuts down the amount of distraction by not letting you see the stuff that particularly things you want to be working on. There's a lot of stuff that we have that's fun, and there's a lot of stuff that's not so fun but needs doing.
Right.
And that's my distraction. I don't want to work on the stuff that's not fun. But if I can't see the fun stuff, it goes out of my mind and I stop working, and then I can focus.
Right.
And of course, the important thing with all of this stuff is for you to know that your system is reliable, that the things that are on your list for today are the things that you should be doing today, and the things that are there for tomorrow should be there for tomorrow, or will be there to be assessed tomorrow. So there's a British productivity guy who wrote a book called Do It Tomorrow. And he literally says, the tasks that you chose to do today are the ones you chose to do today. And anything that comes in...
Wait. I think you said that wrong. You decided yesterday what was important for today.
Exactly.
Right. Yeah. Yes. Okay.
So anything that comes in today doesn't go on today's list.
Yeah.
It goes on a different list to be assessed whether or not it's the most important thing to be done tomorrow. It's a very different method of working, and it's interesting if you want a different aspect. But the decisions you make about the things that you're going to do and the things that you're going to focus on, if you allow yourself to go back on that, it's like saying, I'm going to diet, and then going to Starbucks and going, yeah, but I'm going to have a Frappuccino.
One of the things I think some people are listening to, they say, well, you know, I don't have control over my tasks, my schedule. You know, my boss says I have to do X. Actually, you have complete control over it. You're just not comfortable with the consequences. There are times when your boss says, I need this right away. And you have ample evidence in your history with all but the most vicious of bosses that you didn't get it done that day and you didn't get in any trouble. And rather than completely throwing everything up in the air every time your boss stupidly changes all of your priorities, you can simply say, okay. And then you look at all the stuff you have to do and say, well, I have some time tomorrow morning. I'll have to push this back. But you don't immediately drop what you're doing, lose the value of the productivity time you dedicated to this. You suspense it perhaps for tomorrow morning or this afternoon at 2:30. And you don't then add it to the list of things. Oh my gosh, I got to get that. Oh my gosh, I got to do that. Oh my gosh, I got to get that. All three statements of which are completely useless from a productivity state, add to your anxiety state and make you less effective now, make you of zero effectiveness now and less effective in the future. Okay, the last point you recommended was we title items with suspense. Now, I would have thought that just by putting them in the folders, that would be okay, but you're actually suggesting something different.
Yeah, the reason I suggest this is because search is so good now. It used to be that we used to remember where we'd filed things because you could only have like 8 characters in a file name. See, like, because I'm ancient. But now you can have as long a file name as you want. So writing suspense and the date before the title of the document or changing the email title means that when you search and you say Project X and you get a bunch of documents or a bunch of emails, you can see which ones have been suspensed and which ones are live. And so if you're looking for something in particular and you know you suspensed it, you can look in those. And if you know you didn't, it's still live, then you know to kind of disregard that. It just makes the whole search thing faster.
Yeah, and I should have said something earlier. When we create the digital version, it's in a folder called suspense. So when you search suspense, the first thing that'll come up on a hard drive search is that folder, all of which have suspense stuff in them. And you could even have suspense. And then within that, and some of you don't like multiple nested folders, but I do, suspense, and then suspense January, suspense February, suspense March, suspense April, so on. So they all come up very, very quickly.
Yeah.
And search is good. And hard drive space is cheap. And so putting that stuff in there is fine. And if you like scanning things, and if you really are enamored of the paperless office, okay, that's fine. We would still suggest there's going to be times where you would need those folders. But titling them makes it a good bit easier to find things.
I learned that when I was a recruiter, when I had about 500 documents, all of which started resume. They had no name on them. And you soon learn that titling documents is really important.
And sometimes titling bites you. We are changing our website. We're recording this in June of 2014. And in the change of the website, one of the things we provide is an archive of my weekly emails to our licensees called Things I Think I Think. And every single one of the titles in the mail software we use is titled Things I Think I Think. And there's it's going to take some work to actually, Mike can write some code and so on, but it's really useless in terms of searching on titles. So it's not very effective. Okay, well, anyway, we could talk about that forever. Wrap us up.
Okay, so we talked about creating an analog suspense file with monthly or monthly and daily folders, a digital suspense file, which looks exactly like an analog one, but is on your computer, about hiding future tasks using start and end dates and restricted views, only looking at what's due today, and then titling items with suspense so that you can find them quickly. And everybody says they have too much to do and too many things to remember. And it's true. I have a code for getting in my apartment block and a different one for getting out of the apartment block.
Right.
There are times when I get back late from the airport and I've been away for a week and a half and I have no idea what the gate number is. And often it's the really productive people that know about these systems. And if you don't know about them and you need help remembering things, which everybody does, you don't have to dive in. You don't have to go buy 43 folders today, but maybe start with the monthly ones and see if that helps you to have somewhere to put things. And if you're already using this kind of system, you're probably one of those people who likes to play with their productivity systems. Not that I would be one of them. So stop. Less time playing and more time getting work done.
And now many of you know, if you've listened carefully, even though we didn't say it, why 43 folders is called 43 folders. It's the math of 31 days in a month and 12 months in a year. That's where you get it. One of the most popular productivity websites on the web is named after the analog suspense system, which we've just shared with you. Thanks so much.
Okay, bye everyone.
That's it, everybody. Thanks. Come back next week. See you then.